This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given.
Welcome to South Korea. Baseball, the KBO, my friends. It's live and we are here. Carl Ravitch,
Dan Kurtz, I want to start with opening day. It was late night on May 4th for you on the West Coast, early morning May 5th for me on the East Coast. You put your kids to bed, you settled in.
First pitch of opening day in the Korea baseball organization, ball one.
This is probably a silly question, but were you excited to be sitting down to watch some baseball?
I was very excited, one, to be able to watch any live sport. And then, two, to have it be the Korea Baseball Organization. For the last 20 years, I followed this organization.
Dan runs a website called mykbo.net. And that game he was watching last week, not only was it the first live professional baseball game to be broadcast in the United States since spring training was suspended on March 12th, it was also the first KBO game ever shown on ESPN.
To be able to sit down on my couch here in the United States and turn it on to live TV.
As you're looking at Chang Min Mo, and that ball is driven left. That was
a bat flip.
There is our first bat flip.
I was literally there pinching myself going, is this real? Am I dreaming?
All right, so you went to bed, and the next morning you woke up to a bunch of messages. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it was late night out here even. I mean, it was like a 10 o'clock start, so I watched till the very end. It was like 1 o'clock. I have three kids that wake up, you know, need to be fed. So go to bed, wake up. I start getting messages on social media mentions that says, hey, great news, your site's down. Bad news, your site's down. I was just waking up. I'm like, what does that mean? And then I checked, and the site was running slow. That's why, thus, I got the tweets and everything saying, we can't log on or find the information.
So when you looked at the stats for opening day, how did they compare to like last year's opening day on your website?
So compared to 2019 opening day, we were up by 27 times more traffic on our site. And it probably would have been more had it not lagged and basically crashed because the server got overloaded. And not, it wasn't due to like bandwidth, but there was no more room for people. We've had traffic from all over the world. I think the only continent that we haven't hit yet was from Africa yet. It is a good problem to have because that means their interest is high, but it also, we're trying to work on some things to try to make sure that it's technologically okay as the interest seems to have continued for another week.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so now that we've established that this is a very big moment for you and for MyKBO.net, I want you to go back and explain how this all began. And really, in some ways, it starts with you growing up as a Philadelphia Phillies fan, right?
Yes, that is correct. Because I grew up in Eastern Pennsylvania, I ended up loving all sports, any kind of pro sports. But to go all the way back to my birth, I was adopted from South Korea when I was 4 months old. I did not return there until I was 19 years old, and I took a motherland tour trip with fellow adoptees. And that's when I briefly learned that Korea at that time had a professional baseball league, which growing up, I had no clue. The internet was just starting out. It wasn't like I was able to do Wikipedia back then. So it wasn't until the following year when I was 20 years old and I studied abroad that I was able to experience my first KBO game, and that's what got me hooked.
What about that day really sucked you in?
I walk into the Chamsil Stadium area just on the outside. And so there's not a lot of like tailgating going on out there, but they just, it's just busy. They got vendors selling food, vendors, you know, kind of like at a major league stadium, but this was just tons of them. So you come out of the subway station, you could feel the buzz. It was already loud on the outside of like they're getting prepped for it. And then when I entered the stadium, the game hadn't even started yet. You know, it was really loud. I'm like, wow, okay, it's going to quiet down here because I'm used to the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, the vet at that time just being dead. It did not. As soon as the game started, that's when it became louder. The music is blaring. They're cheering no matter what's happening on the field. I remember Tyrone Woods hitting a home run, the stadium erupting. That was the moment when I was like, I got to come back. I have to figure out who that player is, why he's playing over here, and find out more about this team. Because that experience was just one that I've never experienced at a sporting event, let alone a baseball game.
Wow. So what inspired you to start a website?
Well, my Korean language skills were zero. When I studied abroad for a year, I took basic Korean language classes, basically learned the ABCs of Korean. So I was able to read and understand it like 10%. At that time, when I wanted to find out more about the baseball player, Tyrone Woods, or the team, there was no information in English. So I had to use my broken Korean skills to try to find that information about him. And then slowly out of that, I just decided to make a web form, a message board, which is also popular back then on the internet. And literally, in the very beginning, I was the only member, and I was literally posting stats and schedules and information about the KBO to myself. And I'd be like, here's who's playing, and then follow it up the next day. Here's the scores. I just try to put the information out there that I deem, you know, informative, that I find fun.
Yeah, yeah. So by the time this season came around, like 18 years later, you were mostly using Twitter to get the word out for the league. Before the KBO announced that it would be one of the first sports leagues to return from the coronavirus and rumors started that ESPN would air those games, do you have a sense of how many people were following you?
Yes. Somebody asked, so I had to go look back. I had about 6,000 followers at that time, pre-ESPN announcement, we'll put it that way. Now, post-ESPN announcement, my friend made me check today, and it's like up over 18,000. Never in my dreams, it was never my goal to, I guess, gain followers just for the sake of gaining followers. I just want to spread information about the KBO in the league. I mean, the fact that 18,000 people are now following the account is mind-blowing to me, and I love it because that means they're new KBO fans.
Well, you've done a lot of interviews over the years. Like you say, there aren't a lot of people who are English language speaking experts on this league. But this time you actually appeared on ESPN. What was that like?
Well, yes. And when you said expert, I'm always like, oh, I'm not really an expert. I'm just a fan that by default was geeky enough to have 20 years of a website. My family would just laugh and be like, it's very niche. And I was like, I know it is. And now all of a sudden this week, I'm like, look how niche it is. It meets SNL.
ESPN announced that it will start airing South Korean baseball games. So I hope they don't have trouble pronouncing the names of South Korean players like Yang Hyung Wong or Kim Jong-hwan, and God, I hope I'm not butchering this one, Preston Tucker.
It made The Onion. It made TMZ. I was like, this is blowing my mind. And then I turn on Twitter, and I'm like, holy cow, like, these people are just randomly picking teams and loving it. I mean, just because they like the colors or mascots. I'm like, this is what it feels like, I guess, when I try to pick like a Premier League team or something. Even being asked to be on ESPN was surreal. Having my COVID-19 haircut nationally seen on TV, because literally 2 days before my wife gave me the haircut, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You can mess up because my hair grows fast and nobody's going to see it.
The man you see on your screen knows as much about the KBO as anybody, and we've used him as a valuable resource. His name is Dan Kurtz.
I had that night before I was on, I had to wake up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock to get ready for it. So I had spent all night prepping for like possible questions that they might ask, which wasn't even about the teams. It was just like comparison of like stadiums and stuff. So I had that all ready to go. And then they asked me something like about why do these players wear triple digit numbers?
I'm curious about the numbers. At least at the roster I'm looking at for Doosan, there's a couple of guys that have numbers in the 100s. Now,
if you're curious, the reason is because these are the undrafted minor league players.
You're probably not going to see too many of those guys in the game, the triple digit guys right now.
They can't appear in a game until they switch it so that they're not, quote, undrafted training players. So that's the full answer to that question. But yes, deer in headlights moment, and I got through it. So I have newfound respect because my one inning, I was just sitting there going, Is this over yet? Because I was like, this is the most nerve-wracking interview I've ever had in my life.
Well, speaking of those ESPN broadcasts, teams have been pumping in crowd noise, and the spirit squads or cheerleaders, whatever you want to call them, they're still leading cheers, even though the only fans in attendance are cardboard cutouts.
And here the cheer captain in the background blowing that whistle with no fans in the stands. It becomes very loud and very recognizable.
Do you think people like me who are watching these games for the first time are getting an accurate view of what this league is like?
Well, is this the new normal for, you know, the KBO or even for professional sports? I don't know. But from at least the previous 19 years that I've been watching the league, this is not normal. It is a stark contrast to when I am turning on the game and I can hear the bat hit the ball, hear the ball go into the glove. You hear umps talking, you hear on the telecast, maybe not on the ESPN telecast, but on the Korean telecast, you can hear the umps talking to the coaches. And the one time he was like to the third base coach, you can't come on the field without your mask because that's the COVID-19, you know, rules for the league. And like you'd heard that exchange and they don't even have field mics at that time. It was just being picked up by the broadcast. So it is very different.
We did have a home run. That is a home run. Nobody seemed to react at all. There obviously is no crowd, but the right fielder didn't react, and finally Bum runs around the bases.
Home what run should American baseball fans tuning into the KBO for the first time know?
I know everybody loves their comparisons to MLB teams, so the Kiwoom Heroes, which actually stick out because they are, out of the 10 teams, they are the only team that's not owned by a company. They are privately owned by stockholders. They are more fiscally minded than any of the other teams. So that's why two of their players have already come over to the major leagues, with Byung-ho Park to Minnesota and Jung-ho Kang to the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they would probably be like the Oakland A's, Tampa Bay Rays.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb by suggesting that when other leagues resume play, a lot fewer people will be paying attention to the KBO. What would you say to encourage them to keep watching?
I would say, you know what? Obviously, when Major League comes back and the other pro sports here in North America come back, you're going to start focusing on them. I myself am going to focus on them. It's just easier. Nobody wants to wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning to throw on a baseball game. But I would just encourage them to maybe check in towards the fall during the playoff run to see, hey, let's see if the team that I liked in, you know, back in May is still there. And just, it's going to be broadcast this whole season on ESPN. So I just encourage everybody to kind of stick with it. If you're bored one night or even during the replay, DVR it, tape it, throw it on and just kind of see what it's like. Hopefully the fans will be back in there so you have a totally new perspective. Whether the KBO is able to retain thousands of fans, hundreds of fans, or even just one new fan, it's one new fan that they would have never gotten without this TV deal with ESPN.
Dan Kurtz, thanks so much. This has been fun.
Thank you for having me on.
Dan Kurtz is a fan who writes about the Korea Baseball Organization on Twitter and through his website, mykbo.net. We'll have links at onlyagame.org.